This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In doing a biographical study of Jonathan, David's friend, as recorded in 1 Samuel 13 through 2 Samuel 1, I discovered some characteristics that should be found in true friendships. My first response to this material was a prayer, "Give me this kind of friend." But when I reflected further on the material, my prayer became, "Make me this kind of friend." The friendship between David and Jonathan was born out of mutual respect. That means I need to notice and affirm the worth of the person with whom I enter into a friendship. Their friendship was built on altruism. That means I seek my friend's welfare and interests even if I get nothing in return, even if it costs me something. Their friendship was maintained at great sacrifice. Others will often not understand or appreciate what it takes to be faithful to a friend. Sometimes they might even oppose you. For Jonathan, it meant giving up his right to the throne and affirming David's call to that position. Such sacrifice is rare, but when found in a friendship such as Jonathan and David enjoyed, it is remembered with great appreciation. You can read about David's deep sense of loss when Jonathan was killed in 2 Samuel 1. Now you understand why I felt constrained to change my prayer from, "Give me this kind of friend," to, "Make me this kind of friend." Do you have a friendship like this in your life? If not, pray for one. In addition, will you pray with me for God to make you this kind of friend to someone else? If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.